Hello, welcome to Hope for Your Heart. This is Pastor Calvin Corbett coming to you from Hickory Ridge Community Church in Chesapeake, Virginia. I really appreciate you listening to this Friday broadcast. And today, because it is Friday, I know you're getting ready for the weekend, and I hope that part of your weekend plans include going to church. If your church is back in session, and we've been back in several weeks, and so what we're doing now at Hickory Ridge Community Church, we'd love to have you come and join us. We are actually doing drive-in church at 9 o'clock, and then we have in our building service at 10:30. Now, depending on what service you come will depend on what services we'll be providing during that time. We will be having at the 10:30 hour, that's the full worship experience, in that we have Elevate for our junior church age kids, K-5 through 5th grade. We have nursery, we have preschool, we have our youth Sunday school class at the 10:30 hour. The 9 o'clock service is just that, just drive in, and we're all going to gather around. We'll be on a back deck, and we'll have a loudspeaker system set up so that you can hear us no matter where you pull in. And it's a lot of fun, and we kind of do this because I know a few people are still kind of apprehensive about going into a public place of worship, and we understand that, we get that, and so we're providing this opportunity for you. So love to have you come join us, 9 o'clock or 10:30, whatever service is best for you, and we are so excited about what God is doing. You know, one of the important things to know about the church is that the church has a very dynamic purpose to fulfill, a very dynamic mission to fulfill, and so I want to spend this Friday broadcast doing something a little bit different. Ordinarily, I give a sermon, I give a message, and we've been going through the book of Ephesians. We're going to continue doing that. But for today, since it's Friday, we're getting ready for the weekend, I want you to be ready for this weekend, okay? I want you going to church somewhere or watching online somewhere, because every Christian should be connected with the church. You know, the Bible talks about the church. It uses that word ekklesia, which is an interesting Greek word. It means called out and called into. We are called out of the world and into the body of Christ. It is born-again believers that comprise the church. So if you're saved today, you're part of the universal church, but God also has a local church that he wants you to be involved in. And so today I want to talk to you about the local church, what the local church does, more specifically what happens at Hickory Ridge Community Church. And we gather and worship, and that's just one of the five reasons that we get together, is to worship. And so the church is an opportunity for you to get together. We talked about the universal church, but there's also the local church. And I always tell people, God wants you part of a local church as well as a universal church. And I always illustrate that by talking about the Bible. And I'll say, well, do you know who wrote the book of Romans? Paul wrote the book of Romans, but do you know who he wrote it to? And I tell people, that's not a trick question. The book of Romans was written to the Roman believers, and it was intended to be a circular letter that would start at Rome and then go to the other churches. And then I throw another book in there. I said, well, how about 1 Corinthians? And so who was that written to? Oh, that was written to the Corinthian believers. As a matter of fact, Paul had to give him a follow-up letter, so that's why there's 2 Corinthians. They weren't really too happy with what he said in 1 Corinthians, so he wrote 2 Corinthians. And then I said, well, how about Galatians? Who was that written to? Oh, yes, the believers at Galatia. And so as you think about these local congregations, they had pastors, they had deacons, they had elders, they had leaders within that congregation, and they were given that task to lead their church in worship, but a whole lot of other things happened in the local church. So I want to spend just a few minutes today talking about Hickory Ridge Community Church and how you can be involved in our church and what our church is all about, why we do what we do. So I have with me today one of our pastors. I have with me Pastor James Clayton Foster, and he is the proud dad of five children, and just over a year ago, he and his wife were blessed with twins, and he's been on staff with us now almost 3 years and doing a fantastic job. He is our family life pastor, so I've asked him to come and kind of just share what a family life pastor does, what his responsibilities are, what is he involved in with our church, and so he's got a long, long job description, and so he'll share some of the things that he is involved in. So I want to begin by asking him a little bit about our student ministry called Ridge Students, and what that is involved, how you can be part of that, why do we have youth ministry? Is youth ministry even a viable option today in churches? And so I want him to speak about that, what goes on at Ridge Students at Hickory Ridge Community Church. So Pastor Jimmy, can you go ahead and answer that question and tell us a little bit about what's happening in the youth ministry at Hickory Ridge Church?
Well, thank you, Pastor Calvin. This is my first time on the radio, by the way, so thanks so much for having me today. It's been a privilege to work at Hickory Ridge Community Church as well. Like you said, I've been there almost 3 years, but it seems much longer than that, but it's been such a blessing. I actually love our youth ministry. I've been the youth pastor not quite 3 years, but it's been quite a bit of time. But I just love those kids. I didn't grow up in a youth group per se, but I've been around a lot of youth groups. I've spoken at a lot of youth groups, so it's been nice to be a part of the Ridge Youth. We're actually meeting this Wednesday for the first time in person, and I'm so grateful to see those kids again. It has been tough during this pandemic being away from them, but it's been tough on them as well. But I'm excited, and I feel like the goal of youth ministry is to kind of help bridge the gap, you know, to go from kids ministry to being an adult, and we help bridge that gap. I always tell people the goal of the youth ministry is to help continue to build a foundation. I know a lot of kids who do a great job of going through the church, but then they go off to college and it's like they have no foundation that they built upon. So youth ministry is there to help build a solid foundation. The goal is to work with parents to build a solid foundation. And like I said, I absolutely love our youth. They're a great group of kids. When I first took over youth ministry, we had around 20 kids. And now we have around 45. So it's been growing, and I actually have a lot of great leaders. I definitely can't take credit for everything that we do. We currently have 6 other leaders that I work with, and we're working on having small groups for them, and just such a blessing to be a part of it.
Wow, that's great. You know, I think about what the Bible says about young people, and Paul said to young Timothy, "Let no man despise your youth." And so we are actively involved in putting a foundation in the lives of young people. You know, the Bible also says that you train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he's old, he'll not depart from that. We understand that verse to mean that we've got to figure out the bent of those children. And as you think about every child, they have a unique personality, they have their own DNA, and they have their own personalities, and every one of them are so special and so unique. And so as a youth pastor, you come along, you kind of figure out what their bent is, and then you try to accommodate them with that bent so that these kids, as they grow older, they can follow into their personality. And I find that reaching young people, I think there's really 2 ways to do it. One is through music or worship or drama, and then the second way would be through sports. Now, I know that Pastor Jimmy, now he does sing okay, but that's not his, I know he's much better at golf than he is at singing, and so I want him to think about what's the number one way that we can reach students, and then what's the number one problem that our students are facing today? So if you can go ahead and weigh into that question as how we can reach students, and what is the number one problem that they're facing as students.
Absolutely. I think one of the best ways that we can reach students is to build a relationship with them. One of the things that I try to do as a youth pastor is not only invest in our leaders, but also in the youth. During the pandemic, we did Zoom meetings, and sometimes we'd have 15 to 20 kids. So it was a great way to connect with them, but it just wasn't enough. And so what I would try to do is reach out to them through text messaging. Sometimes I would see them in person, and then I would see them at their homes. And that's a great way to get to know them, but building relationships with them. I had lunch with one of our other leaders today, and we were talking about what you mentioned about sports. And one of the best things about our youth group, believe it or not, is spending time with those kids on the basketball court. They're always impressed with my skills, but I think it's beyond that to see kids come together and play. It doesn't matter what kind of background they have. They just do a wonderful job of connecting and getting together. So I think that's probably the best way is to build relationships with them, either on the basketball court or spending time with them in person. What was the second question you asked?
Then the biggest challenge that our kids are facing today, I know it's crazy days. It's a lot different than when I was doing youth ministry 25 years ago. So what would be the biggest challenge our students face today?
Some of the biggest challenges they face is they are surrounded with so many things. As you know, when you were a child or a youth, and when I was a youth, that we didn't face nearly as much as the kids do now. And so trying to navigate through those things has been a little bit of a challenge. But we do that through building relationships, and we do it through sermons. A lot of our sermons talk about the very issues that they may be dealing with, and that's one way to help them. But the other thing is through small groups. Whenever we connect with them on a one-on-one basis or even a small group basis, you really get to know them and what the challenges are. Some of them have very difficult home lives, as you know, and to be able to connect with them and understand exactly where they are, I think has really been beneficial.
Well, that's good stuff, man. So if you're interested in being part of the youth group at Hickory Ridge Community Church, every Wednesday night at 6:30, we gather together. And 6:30 p.m., we're at 3320 Battlefield Boulevard South. And I always kid around and tell people, I said, we are the last church before you enter North Carolina. As a matter of fact, our motto is, where Virginia and North Carolina meet God. We would love to have you come worship with us on Wednesday night with students. And at the same time, while your students are in youth group, you can join us for Gospel Project. And Gospel Project is kind of like an inductive Bible study where we go from the book of Genesis all the way through the Bible and end up in the book of Revelation after 3 years of study. So if you join us now, we're about halfway through our Gospel Project study. Even if you join us now, you can catch up to where we are and you'll catch up through the cycle and you get through the whole Word of God in 3 years. Well, you know, Hickory Ridge Community Church is all about discipleship as well. And we have an opportunity to see great things happening. And that's where Gospel Project would fit in this matter of discipleship. Well, you know, Pastor Jimmy is not just our youth pastor. He has other responsibilities that he is involved in. And one of those areas that he is actively involved in is our annual Vacation Bible School, our annual Fall Festival, and our annual Daddy-Daughter Date Night. And some of these events that we do are outreach events and they're annual events. And so I'm going to ask him to just share a little bit about some of these events that we do to kind of reach out into our community. And we want our community to feel welcomed. We want them to know that we exist to be part of our community. We're not a church that is outside of our community. As a matter of fact, that's why the name community is in our church name, Hickory Ridge Community Church, because we're all about reflecting our community. So I would say that half of our church lives in Moyock, and the other half of our church lives somewhere in Virginia, whether it be Chesapeake or Virginia Beach or Norfolk. So Pastor Jimmy, can you tell us a little bit about some of the outreach events that you're involved in coordinating for the church?
I absolutely love getting to events. Before I was hired at Hickory Ridge Community Church, I was the director of student life at Liberty University, and the main responsibility I had there was events. And I remember the first time that I came, I hadn't even been here maybe 2 weeks, and you said, I want you to take on the Fall Festival. And I thought, man, this is exactly an area of expertise that I have. And so I remember people telling me, you know, we might reach 100 people. And the first Fall Festival we had, we reached about 400 people. And we've been consistent the last few years in doing the Fall Festival. The next event we did was the Christmas Coffee House. We allow the different talents of our church, whether it's singing, whether it's dancing, or whatever, or even skits, whatever it may be. And I remember that one, somebody said, we're setting up way too many chairs. And I remember we packed the house out. So I think the goal is to try to reach as many people as we can. And we want to try to get people to come in on our grounds to our church. That's why we have them at our church, all the events that we have, in order to get people there and see that we not only have a church, but we also have a school there as well. So it's a good way to reach people. And then once again, coming back to relationships, when we see people at Fall Festival or Christmas Coffee House and getting to share the gospel with them, I think it's a beautiful way to connect with people. And some people, as you know, would not come to church for any other reason except for an event. So being able to have an event and get people to come, and you mentioned VBS earlier, we've had people that don't even go to church come to VBS and then become an active part of our church. So it's a good way to reach people. And then, of course, we have like food pantries. I help with Faith in Chesapeake right now on Fridays. And to get to bless people and get to share the gospel with people on Fridays is such a wonderful ministry. So I'm so grateful for the events that we have at our church.
Well, thank you, Pastor Jimmy. There's so many exciting things that we do. And I want you to know that our church is all about being involved in our community. And we actually team up with Great Bridge Baptist on Thursdays for our food pantry. And we're out in the country. And we are blessed, I guess you could say, because if you come to our church, you'll see that we are surrounded by fields and cornfields and soybean fields. And so we're out in the middle of the country, but we're right at the edge of civilization. And so we are so excited about how God is giving us some really neat opportunities to be involved in reaching our community. And so as you think about being involved in a church, I want to encourage you to be involved in a church where you can serve. You know, a church has a purpose, and discipleship is part of it, and worship is part of it, and evangelism is part of it. Our goal is to teach everybody the gospel, the good news of Christ, and to have them engaged in a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And so Pastor Jimmy's involved in several different areas of us doing that. And one of the areas that we're also involved in is small group ministry. And on the broadcast last week, I had Rob with us, and Elder Rob kind of shared a little bit about small group ministry. But I wanted to Pastor Jimmy to kind of share a personal experience that he's had in small group. And, neat things come out in small groups that don't ordinarily come out when you're in a situation, maybe in a corporate worship setting. But, you know, our church is such has a passion for our community. And I'll just give a real recent example of that. Last Sunday, we had an individual that I met while he was incarcerated, came to our services, and he had sent me a message prior to the service, and he told me that his home had been burned in a fire, and he didn't have a place to stay. And so I was trying to figure out, what can we do as a church? And so we were going to pay for some nights for him to stay at an extended stay. And he ended up coming to church that next day. And so I prayed for him and his family, and I mentioned that to our congregation. You know, at the end of the service, one of the new families to our church said, you know, I have a home that this family can stay in. And the home is going to be sold, but right now it's vacant, and they are welcome to stay there until they get back on their feet. And so I thought about the compassion of our church and reaching out and blessing somebody that most of the people in our congregation don't even know. The best way that we do that, I believe, is not only in the community, but in small groups. Every week we gather together in homes, and you know, for the last several weeks we've been doing it through Zoom, but Pastor Jimmy actually hosts a small group in his home. So I want him to share just briefly maybe some of the good experiences that he's had in leading that small group and some of the benefits of being connected with a small group, because that's a big part of what we do at Hickory Ridge Community Church. There's an old saying that we don't want to be a church with small groups, but we want to be a church of small groups because, you know, we reach a wide distance of where people live. And so small groups is a great way to keep people connected. So Pastor Jimmy, tell me a little bit about your small group and how it operates and some of the blessings that you have received as a result of being part of that group.
Well, our family began, and obviously the best small group, Pastor Calvin's small group.
Yes.
I think that's where everybody begins. But I remember thinking, you know, we had a daughter, Cora. She was only one at the time. And I remember thinking Monday nights, we would get home at 9 or 9:30, which, you know, for, people don't have families, that's a great time. But I'm like, if we're going to start a small group, let's try to reach people with younger families. And the first small group that we had 5 1-year-olds in our small group.
Wow.
So you can imagine it was a little bit crazy having little babies run around, but some of them have grown up. But every single person in our small group has 2 or 3 kids. And so that's kind of the ministry my wife and I have, is to reach families. And we do that through our small group. And the other thing, once again, is building relationships. I tell our small group all the time, the goal of small group is anything that we say in that small group does not leave. Obviously, we don't talk bad about people, but just we share deep stuff that is going on in people's lives. But I view the small group as an extension of our family. So the goal of our small group is we're a family. We have birthdays together. We have baby showers together. We help each other move. And so I think that small group is a wonderful ministry. The challenge we've had in ours has been we've had a lot of military families. I think we've lost 4 families. But one of the things they've told me is they're so grateful to not only find a good church, but also to find a good small group. And they understood the challenges of how hard it is to find that. But I think that most people that come to Hickory Ridge, they find that, and not only in our church, but also a small group. So I think small group is a wonderful ministry.
Amen. Well, you know, I talk about my group being a small group so much, the best small group so much, that I have actually brainwashed our church to believe that. But we are so excited about opportunities to connect with people. And I've discovered that when a person gets saved, they want to be in communion. One of the things that you see with people getting saved is they want to be connected with other people. And so that's what the church does with small groups. That's what we do with youth ministry. That's what we do with Vacation Bible School and all these other events. We are asking people to be involved, to be connected with the local church. And so I do want to encourage you today, as you think about the power of the church and you think about all that is happening within the church, you know, Christ died for the church. And if you have no use for the church, sometimes I talk to people and it's kind of disheartening as I talk to them. They say, you know what? I love Jesus, but I don't like the church. And as I hear that, I was like, I cringe when I hear that. And I tell them, you know what? That's like you saying, I like you, but I hate your wife. You know, you can't separate me from my wife because the two are one. And you cannot separate the church from Christ. Christ died for the church, and he actually calls the church his bridegroom. And so as you think about that, Christ loves the church. And if you want to be connected well, you've got to be in a local local church, serving and ministered and being blessed to. And also, church is a great place for accountability. We have that opportunity. You know, the Bible says iron sharpens iron, so one man can sharpen another man. So it's exciting to see God using the church to reach our world with the gospel of Christ. Well, you know, we have another ministry in our church, and Pastor Jimmy actually takes advantage of this ministry, and we have an early learning center, and that helps kids from 6 weeks old, and now we go all the way up to K-5, and we had plans of starting the early learning center, and our plans were in place, but we had to accelerate these plans, and the reason we did is because Pastor Jimmy, you know, without getting permission from anybody, decided to go ahead and have another baby, and thought they were going to have one baby, ended up having two babies. And I said, what in the world are you going to do with these babies? And Pastor Jimmy's wife is the marketing director at Region, and so they needed something for their kids, their babies, those twins. And so we accelerated our plans to get things ready, and God blessed us. And I cannot believe we got a building up in a matter of about 6 months and get it all together. And God bless that ministry. And today it's still operating, still doing well. So if you need a place for your six-week-old to be cared for in a loving environment, a safe environment, an environment that they will be taught about God's word at a very young age, would you come check us out at the Early Learning Center at Hickory Ridge Community Church? And the number that you can call is 421-7500. And you can ask for Jennifer. She'll be glad to tell you anything about that. Either Jennifer or Jeannie can tell you all about the Early Learning Center. We have a preschool. We have a K-5. And we're so excited about the opportunities to serve. Well, there's one final thing I want to ask Pastor Jimmy. I want him to share with you. And, you know, to be a pastor, it's kind of a good idea to be saved and to be born again. And so I want him to, in the last 4 or 5 minutes that we have left on the broadcast, to just kind of share his testimony. Tell us how you got saved. Tell us how God called you into the ministry and what God's done in your life these past 40 plus years.
Oh, man. It's always a privilege to get to share your testimony anywhere you go. So I'm so grateful to get to do that today. Like I told you, one of the things that I always felt defined me growing up was my ability to play sports. When I was in high school, I played 7 different sports and was really good at all of them, not from just natural ability. My basketball coach would tell you often, I had no natural ability. It was that I had a good work ethic. I would practice all of the time. And so I got good at baseball, basketball, soccer, golf, the works. And I thought, this is my career path. This is my life. This is what I'm meant to do. Well, when I was a junior in high school, I was diving out of bounds for a ball in practice of all things, and I hurt my knee real bad, had to sit out for months, had a cast on my leg, and I kept thinking to myself, what am I going to do now? Was able to recover from that. My senior year, the same thing happened. I was injured, and I kept thinking, what am I going to do now? Well, at 19 years old, I believe that God has a sense of humor. At 19 years old, I grew up in a Christian home, and everyone thought, man, this is a great kid. He has great parents. I went to this youth convention as a youth leader. I was a leader in the youth group, and I went to this youth convention called Acquire the Fire. I was sitting there in the audience, and I was just going through the motions, and I don't remember what the pastor talked about. I remember the verse, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. It says, trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your paths. And I remember hearing that verse. I don't remember what the rest of the sermon was about, but that verse hit me. I fell to my knees. I wept. As you all know, I'm not an emotional person. I'm pretty even keel, but I wept. I went forward. I got saved. And I know that beyond a shadow of a doubt, the Lord saved me that day. It's not that life has been easy since then, but I know that any time that I go through things, that God is going to direct my paths. And that's exactly how it's been. You mentioned having twins. I remember when we had twins, I thought, oh no, this is going to be hard. And it hasn't been as difficult as I thought, but it really challenged my faith because going through the emotions of having twins, all of the emotions, I thought, man, this is going to be hard. But God helped us through it, and we have two very healthy twins. As far as the ministry, when I was 17 years old, I started having dreams at night. And it was dreams of being in front of people and preaching. Now, most people that know me now think, man, I'm very outgoing, have no problem standing in front of people talking, which I don't. But at 17 years old, dreaming of being in front of people and preaching, you would have, I was the last person that would have been that. I think there's a saying that says that God does not call the qualified, he qualifies the called. And I remember at that age, God calling me to preach the gospel. And at 19 years old, when I got saved, the first thing I started doing was preaching the gospel. Someone told me one time, I said, I don't really know what to preach though. Like I was asked to preach at different things. I didn't know what to say. And they said, tell them what you know about Jesus. And the first three sermons that I preached were on Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. And so now we're being a pastor today. This is the first pastoral job I've ever had. But what a privilege it is to work with you and work with our church. And I just feel so blessed.
Amen. We are so glad to have Pastor Jimmy and his family with us. He's doing an amazing job. We'd love to have you meet him in person. And so feel free to come and worship. And if we can help you in any way, our number is 421-7500, 757-421-7500. Or you can go to our webpage, and Pastor Jimmy also keeps that up to date, and hrcc7.org will bring you to our webpage, or you can just Google in Hickory Ridge Community Church in Chesapeake, Virginia. Well, let me go ahead and close off our broadcast in a word of prayer. And Father, we thank you for the word of God that's quick and powerful and sharper than a double-edged sword. We thank you for the church that you have raised up, and we know that the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I pray for those who are listening to this call right now, and maybe they're contemplating where they should worship on Sunday. I pray that you will guide them to a place that teaches the word of God, a place where they can grow in their faith. And we're going to give you the glory for all of it. In Jesus' name, amen.
For more information, you go to our website at www.hrcc7.org. No matter what you're going through, remember, in Jesus Christ, there is always hope for your heart.